Okay, so you've got your patient with their 80 or 90% response that you described. They're doing great, having no problems. Maybe you're a year or 15 months out. Maybe you've stopped the oxali because of neuropathy. And then the patient progresses. What do you do?
In those patients that have had a great response to that frontline regimen, for the most part, that group of patients has received irinotecan-based therapy with bevacizumab. If the patient is strongly EGFR positive, I have very routinely now, much like breast cancer done ERPR testing, we have the EGFR data on our colon cancer patients from the beginning. I'm still biased a little bit. If I have a very strongly EGFR positive patient, to go ahead and give them cetuximab with the irinotecan. If somebody really seems to have gotten tremendous benefit from the bevacizumab, though, and I don't have any data to back this up, but it's almost like the trastuzumab analogies, you feel inclined to let it go for a while and try it with another chemotherapy drug. That's where it gets into the theoretical issue of what's the bevacizumab doing. And personally, to me, the response rates are so much higher and the depth of the response is so much better. I believe it enhances the chemotherapy's effectiveness. And I don't think we've done the trials yet to really answer that.
So you're saying strongly EGFR positive, would you then consider irinotecan, cetuximab, and bevacizumab?
The data for that triplet's very encouraging.
Soltis,
yes. And I think my biggest problem with that to date has been insurance companies.
Right.
We've had a hard time getting that by folks. Medicare's gotten very tough. For whatever reason, the colon cancer drugs ended up on the list that they were going to monitor. So it's been cetuximab, bevacizumab, oxaliplatin, and irinotecan. The Blue Cross Blue Shield, very tough in that regard. But it's something we've tried to pre-cert, and we've had a few patients able to receive it. And I think the only toxicity of that regimen that really is additive is the financial toxicity. There's really not any other toxicities that are of a concern.